The nipples. And we're back.
Were you guys, I never read this about your love. I don't recall reading it, but were you guys on your way to being engaged and being married and stuff?
We were engaged.
Oh, damn. We did you keep the ring? I'm just asking. Gavin, did she keep the ring?
Or did you melt it down?
Oh, you put your hand on Gavin's chest.
I look like I need to melt down rings.
No, it doesn't look like you need to keep rings either, but did you keep the ring? This bitch has a ring from him. They're engaged to be married.
That's,
damn it, it's a ring.
We wish all the luck to people who we have nothing. We're not going to denounce anybody's
character
at all.
Gotcha.
We have nothing.
I was just trying to get you started there.
We don't. I mean,
all right.
So Fox, are you basically taking the high road on all this, all those kind of things that have been happening, that have been coming at you? You taking the high road on all that?
I just try to soar beyond.
Yeah.
I just try
to. By the way, your earring fell off. A different kind of woman would have kept it when you left the room and then sold it on eBay for $25,000.
Or a different kind of man might have worn it.
Yeah, a different kind of man would have worn it.
James.
Look, all right, let's get back to your CD, because it came out on the same day as Corrupt CD. Was that intentional on his part? I wouldn't imagine it would be intentional on your part.
Hey, I don't know.
You
we
don't
had
know.
This
you
date for the longest.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. Actually, you had a couple different dates, didn't you?
We had June 5th, and then we had July. Only because the video wasn't shot. Time in Jamaica and shot it, so.
So, are you and Spraga intending on getting engaged and getting married?
You probably
this is not
that.
A relationship for public.
Oh, damn you.
No, it's not.
Damn
it's very,
you.
It's my personal life, and it's very sacred.
I'm surprised you haven't had a baby yet. Just because you've been around for a while.
Whoa.
I mean, do you know what I'm saying? You
probably, that's good. That's good.
That's good,
Foxy. Right on, Foxy.
That's good. Because you're able to enjoy your young career and your money and
well,
stuff.
I'm only 22.
Yeah, we're married.
Are you still with him?
Okay. Yeah. I'm still with the same guy. We got married. On the down low, we went to Jersey City, City Hall, and got married.
Did they give you a wedding, like an all-out wedding?
I didn't want any of that.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? I didn't want any of that. I just wanted to go and get it done. He was wearing, Eniche. You know what I'm saying? and I was wearing a schoolgirl.
Tell her who's going to win, son.
And Grace Jones' brother married us, and she sang Slave to the Rhythm. And then he dropped me back off at the condo, and then he went over to the interest business.
He's
from Brownsville.
Now that's a BK song right there.
But I delivered a beautiful baby boy 11 months ago.
Oh, you have a baby.
Yeah.
Oh, congratulations.
I had trouble with the pregnancy and, or trouble with past pregnancies. And, a couple of losses, Fox. And then I broadcast it from home. And like that. Maybe too much information for you, but I just wanted you to know. Thank you for asking about my husband.
Yeah.
So, you know what, though? That's why I said I think that I understand the meaning of you have to roll with somebody who's going to be able to roll with you in this business.
Right.
So, you and Spraga, you got that thing going along with your brothers, which Pretty Boy is all up on you right now, which
that's
is...
Right. That is my blood.
That's right.
My
dog,
blood.
Right here. Right here. I'm almost apprehensive, to ask you other things, and I can't even think of what else to ask.
Are you going on tour? I mean, you're
going
to be doing some shows?
Am I going on?
A tour, so people can physically see you, because you haven't really
been... I'm doing some spot dates now. I'm just really doing this like a new artist all over again.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just real low and trying not to be seen too much, but I'm doing a couple of spot dates now.
Because you're seasoned enough to be out there on the up high. You know what I'm saying?
But, I mean... I think my work speaks for itself, or my actions will speak for itself. I don't need to really get up in every magazine and
well, yes, because you're not a veteran yet, though.
Say, right, I'm not.
So, but you're not a veteran yet, but you're seasoned enough. But I would think that you'd want to be out there,
I'm
going to
work very hard.
Are you still with Calvin Klein?
Very hard, no. Uh-uh.
How did that deal end?
It was just a 2-year deal.
A 2-year deal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I wasn't even supposed to be the actual spokesperson for Calvin Klein, mm-hmm. but. It turned out to be that way.
That must have been a nice check.
Yeah. Not as nice as you think.
Exposure.
Is that game better than the music game? The fashion model game?
She didn't get any money from it. She said it was exposure.
Huh.
Well, I didn't say I didn't get any money from it.
Real money.
You got something for it now. You ain't going to do nothing for free in this business.
Exactly.
So are you going to be a spokesperson for anything else? Candies, hair color, candies, shoes.
No.
Oh, whoa.
Prada?
I don't know yet.
Because you be shouting them out a lot. They need to start giving you a little loot on that.
Actually, I shout out Christian Dior more.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's a Dior girl more.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But, so, do you have any, sponsorships or anything like, or what do you call that?
Endorsement.
Do you have any of those dealing with this album, in your publicity and
We're
all
working
that?
On.
Good. Who are you working with? You don't want to say the products and stuff. Yeah.
We'll see. Yeah, we don't want to jinx.
And how's the acting career? Are you strictly a rapper?
No, I don't know. I guess just maybe that was the jump for all rappers to go into acting.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want to take the stereotypical role of somebody's baby mama.
Them.
But you was in Woo, right?
Yeah, I was in Woo, but for 2 seconds.
Yeah,
that's
you
because
was
Jada
cussing somebody out.
Yeah.
Mm.
So that was the role.
Yeah, to curse somebody out.
Yeah.
Oh, you rolled your eyes at Colby. All right, let's go.
That's Colby.
Oh, and she rolled her eyes again.
That's a lie. Yes, you did.
Let's get it out.
There's more drama in this room. I've got to tell you, Foxy, since you walked in the door, there's been mad shade in the room. I mean, I think maybe I've loosened you up a little. Yes, man. Yes,
Wendy,
you.
What do you expect? Me to come in doing jumping jacks? This is an interview.
And it's 9 in the morning.
Right. What do you expect?
All right, let me hear.
We're answering every question you've asked.
You damn sure are, almost.
Look at the people in the other room.
Let me just ask Kim.
What's up? Is there mad shade in the room?
There's
tension in here, man.
There's
it's
mad.
A nice
who are you?
Who are you?
Where did you come from?
I'm QDZ. I've been here for a minute. I was here when you cursed Kobe out. I'm just
That means you don't want to instant replay that, right? Let's continue with the questions.
I have 3 interviewers in the room. I am actually the most pleasant person to talk to.
Wow.
This is a first.
No, you're probably the most real.
Thank you, Foxy. Hey, do you remember the time that you picked me up from the limo and we went shopping on Def Jam's money?
Right, I remember that.
Do you remember that? Mm-hmm. That was, I think, the last time that we saw each other, and I wasn't sure how our relationship was because things get so twisted, but I'm glad that I am the best, I'm her best friend. There's nothing to be cordial.
I was raised and had a lot of morals instilled in, we had morals instilled in us as children. We're not, you know, so we be cordial. It's nothing to be cordial.
So you called here when Colby, now I didn't hear the original Colby,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying, what happened with you guys on the radio, but it set Philly on fire. Foxy and Gavin are over here. We're not going there.
Oh, boy.
We love Philly.
But here's the
we
thing.
We love Philly.
Here's the thing.
Philly holds us down. We love Philly.
We do love
Philly. They try to make Philly not like us, but Philly loves us. And we sold a lot of records in Philly.
And I got
to
tell you.
Well, I wouldn't say nobody tried to make you not like Philly. We had a disagreement.
Well, I don't know. If you tape an interview and play it 10 times a day, then that means that's
personal.
Well,
I didn't play
everything.
I didn't play it 10 times a day. You called me and you cussed me out.
Yes, I did.
We know it's the ratings and all that.
Right. We know what you guys do. We know the game.
No, it wasn't no game. And I'm just letting y'all know.
Wendy,
ain't no,
but
there's no
interview
beef
is with you. So let's
oh, no, no. It's interviews with the Dream Team.
I mean, I'm not, hold on, wait a minute.
I'm not avoiding nothing. I mean, we had beef at that
Why
particular moment.
Why are you trying to, like, is that something
no,
you, like,
no, but I'm yeah, saying, what's up? I'm saying I'm cool. I don't have no problem with you. I'm just saying you coming in here with the you know with the beef still like dealing
you're
with.
You're bananas.
No,
I'm not even answering
Uh-oh.
That question.
Right? Oh, because you don't want to deal with
girl.
It, right?
Yeah, that's your
man. Oh, so
your
I'm
man.
A little girl
act
now.
Like a man now.
No, I am a being a man.
You're talking about beef.
I'm
Nobody
saying,
came in with beef.
No,
you
I'm
said
saying
Colby called and I was caught.
I'm saying I don't have no beef with you.
All right, so let's continue with the
right because you don't want to deal with it.
Wow.
But I'm saying you don't want to deal
homeboy,
with it.
Please don't take it there. Don't take it there.
I don't have a problem with you.
Don't take it there.
I don't have a problem with you.
Just be easy.
No, but I'm
be
saying
easy.
I'm trying to squash
be
all
easy.
That.
Be
I'm
easy.
Squashing all that. I know,
right,
but I'm saying
easy.
No, but I'm saying there's no need to get all like that. I'm just saying that what happened.
So then be easy.
No, but I'm saying I am being easy. I'm saying what happened in the past. Let's just leave it in the past.
Right,
I'm just saying I'm clearing the air for everybody out here because people think, oh, well, you know, there was something, there's nothing as far as I'm concerned. I'm just clearing the air.
All right, let's continue with the interview.
Yeah. Okay.
But there are two people on this show, so you're going to respect me and her being on this show.
Okay,
you're going to respect me. And you're going to respect
everybody.
As long as respect is mutual,
okay,
then this interview can go on.
All right, you guys,
uh-oh.
Stop.
There's got to be
right.
respect for
Colby,
both of
you and that damn mouth of yours.
Exactly.
No,
we heard about your mouth.
No, come on now.
We heard about your mouth.
You're not going to come up on my show and disrespect me. That's what I'm saying. We all cool here.
No, I said
that's all I'm saying.
Because that's the line that people use on me. You and that damn mouth of yours.
No, but it's expected. You're a woman.
Okay. We all are
a woman.
Now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Women are supposed to have big mouths.
Yeah.
Not men.
All right, let me just describe to everybody the scene in the studio right now.
we can finish the interview right now, as far as I'm concerned.
No, we cannot.
There ain't going to be no respect. We can just kill the interview right now. Because
no.
I don't have a problem with you. So I'm
are
just,
we getting tense over there?
Yes.
Because I'm saying,
I don't appreciate the disrespect coming up. Lighten up. Everybody calm down. The listeners need to know exactly what's going on.
Yeah, tell
First of all, there's two windows from within the station that were blank before the fight.
The windows are full. My station co-workers are all up in the windows.
Yeah. Every one of Foxy's boys in the studio, which by the way, there are 10 of them, including Spraga, are standing up on their feet.
Spraga chilling. Let's keep it real. Spraga chilling. Everybody's around.
Standing up.
Everybody's standing up. It's people in the, I ain't seen up here this early since I am a minute.
Foxy.
But it's all good.
We all keep it real. Let's get back to the drugs, because I feel as though it's important.
How are you going to go from the argument to the drugs, Wendy?
Because I want to turn the corner. It's apparent that Foxy wants to turn the corner.
Mariah cursing
now. Bring it on.
If it's apparent that Foxy wants to turn the corner, Colby said he has no problem.
I don't. I don't have any problem.
Foxy and Gavin love Philly.
Philly loves you.
No one ever said they didn't love Philly.
We love you, Philly.
Philly loves you. And so let's move on.
Yeah.
But let's talk about the drugs, because these drugs are ruining young minds. Do you understand what I'm saying, Fox?
Totally.
And I appreciate your honesty. You know what I'm saying? Or maybe it leaked to the press, so you were forced to be honest. I'm not sure exactly how that turned out, but either way, I'm glad you didn't deny it. You were in rehab. What kind of rehab were you in? Did you go to rehab for drugs?
Made me choke. Wow.
Were you in rehab for drugs?
Wendy.
Or addiction?
Come on.
This is the interview.
No,
let's clear the air.
Sure.
You weren't in rehab.
I'm not going there. I said, I'm not going.
So you were in rehab.
Wendy, do you know I've interviewed with you numerous times? I know how you work.
All right.
I'm not answering that.
All right. Well, Foxy, let's talk more about your CD.
All right. Who's on it?
Ronald Isley's on it. That's the letter to your mother.
That was
love that.
Great.
Khalees with Candy, by the way. Do you know that she and Shine were messing around, romantically speaking?
Really?
A few months prior to him, you know, going down. Did you know that Puffy only sold 185, which is okay It's good for... Oh, you're saying that now because your numbers haven't come out yet? Okay,
no,
all right.
No, but that's... 185 is a lot of numbers. Like, that's really good. Puffy went through a lot of hardships.
I expected him to do 350 the first week.
Really?
Like D12.
Sometimes you don't live up... Canada didn't live up to expectations. A lot of times you don't live up.
But you went platinum.
You go back in. Eventually.
Did you go platinum because you went to Tower Records with your platinum card and bought a whole bunch? Because I know that the artists and the record labels tend to do that sometimes to make artists...
No, platinum.
Oh, okay. Everybody calm down.
Eventually, though.
Let's see who else is working on this CD. Mystical without my paper. That was all right, Foxy. You know, that song. I do have to say, you know, it wasn't, you know, the best. But the biggest thing that I got out of your CD is that I'm feeling the Jamaican influence and the oh yeah.
Thank you.
And I'm feeling the family vibe with your brothers and stuff. I still have questions about Jay-Z because I'm going to tell
you. What do you want to know?
Well, I'm going to tell you what I believe. I believe you and Jay-Z were romantically involved. Period. And I believe that as soon as you introduce sexuality into a working partnership, things get kind of twisted.
But why do you believe that? What led you to believe that?
Oh, like, please, let's not go into it. Because
you don't want to go into it.
I don't.
Hey, you don't want to go into
something? You know what? It's not like I've ever seen you all on the studio floor, you know, doing your thing or anything. But I believe because you were so young and impressionable at that particular time. He didn't even want to take, from what I understand, he didn't even want to jump in pictures with little Gavin. Young Gavin. Exactly. Exactly.
What is that? I don't even remember that. Back to this romantically involved thing. Like,
no, let's get back to Pretty Boy, because he remembers.
Oh, okay.
It was a situation. Me and Jay was at a photo shoot. Jay and Dame left. And I had to leave. Me and Pooh had to leave.
Okay.
So I shot my photo shoot without Jay. Mm-hmm. And then you must have heard something or whatever.
Right.
Was it for the Hot 97?
Nah, it was for this magazine, whatever me and Jay did.
Oh, okay.
But Jay must have left and she...
I don't think that was anything.
Hey,
personal.
How was your relationship with your old manager, Don Pooh?
Great. He's my brother.
He is?
Yeah.
But he's not your manager anymore.
No, he's actually the executive VP for MCA.
Okay, so he's moved up in position as far as from managing act to, but your relationship with him is cool.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. You have to understand, these relationships were friendships before. What happened to the music?
Exactly, they were friendships, the romantical friendships. Jay-Z, getting back to that.
If so. That's what she wanted.
No, that's crazy. Like, if you, I, just because I was young, you're saying that I was impressionable, and you—that's what you think.
No,
because
I know how it. I know how it works in this business.
Oh well, I don't work with the business.
Okay.
I'm in it. I'm okay. Not of it.
You're so. Not. You're not a rap chick. Wait, what are you saying? You're wrong.
I'm industry.
That's right.
They're industry.
That's
I'm
right.
Industry. But no, Wendy.
So what kind of car are you driving these days, Foxy?
I walk.
No, you don't. Anyway. Because the night of the accident, you were driving by yourself. There was nobody there
yes.
with you.
Okay.
A lot of times, like I talked to Eve, and Eve says she hates to be alone. Jennifer Lopez has also admitted she hates to be alone.
I love to be alone.
Me too. You know what I'm saying? Do you shop alone?
Yeah.
You walk into Saks with your glasses on, and you shop by yourself.
I don't always wear glasses.
Okay.
But, yeah, I do shop alone.
Mm-hmm.
Gives you peace of mind.
Yeah, it does. Have you ever had any overzealous fans that, have, you know, like totally, you know, you're out, you're freaking out, and they might be, like, hating overzealous fans?
I get hate.
Yeah.
But in no comparison to the love.
Yeah. It's all love.
Yeah,
so what female rappers did you ask to work with you that never got back to you or that you wanted to work with or whatever? Because I noticed you have no female collabs except for the Khalees on your CD.
And she's R&B.
And she's R&B.
None. I mean, I love Lauryn Hill. I love Lauryn.
Have you heard what Lauryn's going through?
No.
I'll tell you, you rap chicks, man, you got a lot of baggage. You and the rehab and the Jay-Z relationship and all that. Now
you and your bodyguard husband.
Yeah. Well, you know. Now you got a bodyguard boyfriend, right?
No, he's not a bodyguard.
Well, he's
supporting. That's what he's doing.
Well, my husband's not a bodyguard either, but he supports staff, and that's what's important.
Was
he
a bodyguard at S&D's?
No, you're talking about Bulge. He wasn't my man. He wasn't my man, though. Yeah, he did use the security. I told you about Bulge.
Yeah.
Me and Skell would go out with Bulge. And
Why do they call him that?
I don't know. But anyway. No, but, you know, that's not the husband that you're talking about.
Oh,
the husband
okay.
That
I thought you said you were married to the S&D.
No, oh, I'm not married to him.
This is my husband, Bulge.
This is my husband, Bulge, exactly.
That was an S&D outfit.
No, this is not S&D. It's, you know, Adidas and, you know, just a regular little Victoria's Secret tank. Do you mail order shop?
Not really.
Sometimes not really?
Yeah.
All right, so what I was going to ask you, damn, you made me lose my train of thought, Foxy. Damn you. Oh, I was asking you about R&B girls, and we were explaining how that's
Oh, Lauryn. I was saying
Lauryn.
Lauryn Hill.
And I was saying how you chicks are really going through it. And this business, I know, takes you through a lot of ups and downs. And, you know, Lauryn caught her man in the bed with one of the people from her camp, which would be like, exactly. And then she kicked him out of the house, but supposedly he's still living between there and, you know, a Manhattan hotel. And she has left the relationship with her mother behind. The man is still in her life who's the father of her kids, but they're not married. And he's still, I guess, you know, doing his thing. Lauryn has shaved off all of her hair.
Really?
She performed in Brooklyn at Boys and Girls High over... Yeah, see, Gavin is like, yup, see, I tried to tell you about that, but you were so busy beefing on the phone with Jay-Z, you didn't hear me say it. No, but listen, she performed on July 4th in Brooklyn at Boys and Girls High. And she
really,
got
I'm
on
sure
this...
it was great, though, because Lauryn's exceptional. I'm sure
she's a good artist, but guess what she's admitted? She's got mental block, and she owes them like 6 more CDs over there in her record label, and she's got mental block. And you know, the stuff that she was strumming
it's
on the guitar.
Hard to believe. Did she say that?
Yeah,
that
no. She said that, that she has mental block. So she's going through it. I'm glad to see that whatever you went through, you're out
Lauryn.
Of it.
Much success, much love.
Yeah.
About that. I know how it feels to go.
By the way, what did you give Russell Simmons' new baby for the shower? Because I never heard the gift, but I know you gave something great.
I don't even remember.
Some baby Dior or something? It wasn't even personal. You sent your assistant out to get
That's not
you?
True.
Oh, okay.
That is not true. I was present at the baby shower.
Okay. Well, look, they're giving us the wind-up signal. And everybody...
We're cutting in the Coca Show.
Thanks for having us, Wendy.
I might add that... I see. That was a diss to you,
Colby. I know. I'm going to leave it alone.
I want you all to know that Foxy came in here with mad shade. I think the shade is cut a little bit, and surprisingly enough, I think I'm her best friend in the room.
Right on.
And
way to go.
Hates, she hates you,
you
too.
You're
so along with me, Foxy. She hates you too.
Yeah.
I'm her
that
best friend.
Hey, fans, listeners, we hate no one.
But Colby, right?
No, we don't hate Colby.
Okay,
we
good.
Love you, Colby.
Then make up.
I told you I don't have a problem. It's in the past. It's all in the past. All
right.
Foxy. Please go out and support the CD. Thank you. It's in stores, and we worked very hard, and please support us.
And we enjoyed speaking with you.
Thank you.
I'm glad that your silence is finally
broken.
You know what I'm saying? You got a very dope album cover.
Thank you.
And an okay CD. Gavin, next time, harder beats. This girl right here has got some hard lyrics.
I don't think you've listened. I don't think you've tuned. Yeah, I think your ears were closed.
Three times I listened. But I'm going to listen to it again on the way
again.
Home.
Listen, focus and listen.
A 4 out of a scale of 1 to 10. I'm not discouraging people from buying it at all.
Yeah, I don't think you can. I think we have some loyal fans. And
I got to listen. I'm a loyal fan. What are you saying?
Oh, you are?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So
thanks for having us, Wendy.
Thank you, Foxy, for being here. I trust that you'll be back to the show. Thank Colby. Thank Colby.
What did you say?
Aren't you going to thank Colby?
I thank everyone in Power 99 for having us.
Oh.
Thank you, everyone at Power 99.
Are you going to thank Q?
No.
Thank everyone at
Q-Lu.
Power 99.
Oh, but thank me specially, right?
Mm-hmm.
And thank you, Wendy,
especially,
for having us.
Especially, right?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Woo-hoo.
I love you.
And I guess I thought I was kind of intimidated to do your show, but I'm here.
You know what? And props for that.
I never was.
Look at me. I love you. Say I love you too. Say I love you too.
No, Wendy, I don't say that.
Yes, you do.
No, I have love for everybody who has loved for me.
All right.
Thank you, Wendy.
I have love for you.
Bye bye.
I have love for you. Thank you very much, Foxy. Gavin, nice to see you. All right, no shade. All right, where's Sprague?
Everybody, take the sunglasses off. All right, well, focus up
Sprague,
next.
Congratulations on your new piece.
All right.
All right.
That's what's up.
We're
all famous Dream Team show. Foxy Brown, Broken Silence.
Angster.
New albums in the stores. Pick it up. All right, we out like that. Coca and La Casa is up next.
You sure?
I'm good.
All right.
All right.
Let's keep it gangsta.
We out. 99.